This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. A U.S. Black Hawk helicopter crashed northeast of Baghdad today, killing all 13 people on board. The U.S. military has not given any word on the cause, but the military did give information on an attack today that killed five U.S. soldiers in the Shiite holy city of Karbala. Three others were wounded. A statement said militia fighters used grenades and small arms to attack the U.S. troops in a provincial headquarters for Iraqi and coalition security forces. In addition, a U.S. soldier was killed in a roadside bomb in Baghdad today, and another soldier and Marine died yesterday. The heavy U.S. death toll comes as the U.S. is preparing to send in more troops and crack down, together with Iraqi forces, on insurgent attacks and sectarian violence. Borzu Daragahi is the Baghdad bureau chief for the Los Angeles Times and is following these developments. I spoke with him earlier about the U.S. helicopter crash.
What can you tell us about this crash? U.S. officials say it is still under investigation.
It is still under investigation, and any information that we're getting is preliminary and unconfirmed by official sources. We have a witness up there in the area where this event took place, northeast of Baghdad, apparently close to the provincial capital of Bakuba, saying that they saw ground fire bring down this helicopter. Again, I should caution that's not been confirmed. We have a statement from a group calling itself the Mujahideen Army, claiming that it brought down the helicopter using anti-aircraft fire. And so we're still trying to piece together what happened.
Can you describe the scene for us? What's happening there now?
Well, according to witnesses that we've been talking to and according to the U.S. military, a quick reaction force has been dispatched to secure the area. A massive cordon has been established. This is a very rural area of barley and wheat fields and a lot of canals, so it's very difficult to navigate. And it's also an insurgent stronghold. So I'm sure there's some worry about the insurgents getting hold of sensitive pieces of equipment, so the area has been utterly sealed off.
Is there any information about who was on board?
According to the U.S. military, all 13 people on board who were killed were U.S. soldiers.
Now, amid this bad news, there does seem to be a positive development in recent days in Iraq. Reports that there's a decrease in sectarian killings?
Apparently, yes. According to the reports that we've been getting and the daily reports we get from Iraqi medical officials, the number of bodies turning up every morning in apparent sectarian killings, often these bodies show signs of torture and are shot at point-blank range, the number of bodies has been decreasing from the 50s and 60s down to 20 or 30 a day.
That still sounds like a lot of people showing up dead. What do you make of this?
Well, I think that absolutely, as has been shown in the past, whenever there's pressure put on the Shiite strongholds of the Mahdi army, which is Muqtada Sadr's militia, the number of these sectarian killings go down. I think that a lot of the militia people quite fearful of the offensive that is building up in Baghdad with the addition of the troops are laying low for a while. In fact, they're under orders to lay low and not to fight the Americans as they press forward with this plan to secure Baghdad.
And we had just this week one of Muqtada al-Sadr's deputies arrested.
Yeah, absolutely. This week, Hadi Abdul Daraji, who is a top-level deputy of Muqtada Sadr, he was detained early yesterday morning, in fact. Many people say that he is not a military figure. He is a very high-profile member of Sadr's organization.
Los Angeles Times Baghdad bureau chief Borzu Daragahi, thank you for talking to us.
It's been a pleasure.